This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 3703 and be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from an opinion column on the editorial page of Tulsa World, July 20th, 2003, with a headline, Switching, Southern Baptist Target Homosexuals. Want your eye color changed? The Southern Baptists believe they can do it for you. They contend a homosexual can become a heterosexual by adopting Baptist teachings, so presumably eye color can be changed too. Ridiculous? Yes, because the Southern Baptist Convention at its annual meeting in Phoenix claimed that homosexual folks can choose to be heterosexual if only they give their heart to Jesus. That presumes that homosexuals choose their sexual orientation, kind of like the way the rest of us choose our eye color. The point is that homosexuals are born with different sexual orientation, like some people have blue eyes while others have brown eyes. To accept this, however, is to go against what Southern Baptists believe is the sacred word of God. After all, unnatural sex is condemned in the Old and New Testaments. That's because the biblical writers did not have as much information on the human body and its development as modern man has. Their understanding of the body, and science for that matter, was indeed primitive. That clashes with the view that the Bible is inerrant and all of it inspired by God. So people who believe are always in a twist, trying to reconcile the Bible with science. Tolerance, love, and understanding are the teachings that predominate in the Bible. All creatures are believed to have been created by God, including homosexuals. Is homosexuality an inborn condition, or do homosexuals choose that orientation? There has been, and obviously still is, a lot of debate on that question. But given society's general condemnation of the homosexual lifestyle, the open contempt shown by organizations like the Southern Baptist Convention, and innumerable obstacles in a world ordered for heterosexuals, why would anyone openly choose to be gay if it were not a compelling inborn drive? Maybe the SBC can explain.
Dave, normally we look for news articles, and this is an editorial from the Tulsa World. So it's written by the editors of this magazine. Do they know anything? There are so many errors in here, so many misconceptions, misinformation. It's just, it's unbelievable.
Well, but these are misconceptions that have been promoted by the homosexuals, that this is in the genes. First of all, it's not in the genes. The homosexuals have no different genes, no different chromosomes than anyone else. So if they say it's like blue eyes, it's in the body. This is what they're talking about.
Right.
It is not in the body. That simply isn't true. And we could give many examples of that. For example, you could get a book, The Fatal Shore. It tells you the origin of Australia. It was a penal colony, and they used to send their criminals down there, even 8-year-old boys that stole a handkerchief or something. It was horrible. They were all men. What happened? They developed into homosexuals. They had homosexual mafias forcing men to become homosexuals and homosexual slaves and so forth. And we have the letters still of some of these men who wrote back to England saying, I hate myself for this. This is horrible. I don't want this. And you know, Tom, that there are some Roman Catholic seminaries, not outsiders claiming this, but they have acknowledged themselves 70% homosexuals. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing that all the people with homosexual genes end up in Catholic seminaries or such a high percentage? Come on, it simply isn't true. And we have the testimony of hundreds, thousands actually, of former homosexuals who have been delivered by the power of Jesus Christ.
And truly delivered, not just living, gritting their teeth and saying, I'm never going to do that. Deliverance.
Absolutely. Just simple logic. These guys that wrote the editorial or whoever, and the homosexuals themselves, many of them, most of them, believe in evolution. Now, if homosexuality is an aberration in the genes, and it has to be, it is unnatural, you couldn't deny that. So you got zapped by some cosmic ray or something that changed your chromosomes or your genes or whatever, well, the next generation, it would be eliminated because these people don't produce children. So evolution would wipe out homosexuality in one generation. I mean, maybe a few of them had some children. Okay, but it would be gone. Mm-hmm. And yet it increases, and these people are forcing their lifestyle on the world. You can't go in to the public schools in America and teach them about Christ and say anything in opposition to homosexuality, but the homosexuals have the right to go in there, say what a wonderful life this is, and maybe it's for you, and give it a try, and so forth. This is criminal, and they are forcing this upon the rest of the world, and it isn't right. But they have some powerful lobbies.
Mm-hmm. David, the other thing about this editorial, tolerance, love, and understanding are the teachings that predominate in the Bible. The Bible does teach tolerance. It does teach love and understanding. But it also teaches that sin is sin and it needs mm-hmm. to be dealt with.
Yeah, tolerance, you know, again, we've talked about in the past, this mm-hmm. is an overworked word, and it is a word that is abused. You want the police to be tolerant of crime. You want doctors to be tolerant of disease. Tolerant? What do you mean by tolerant? Just accept me. That's what we have learned, you know, from the hippies and on down. Accept me. Well, we accept you. We love you. But we don't love what you're doing. And if we love a homosexual, we want to try to help them. We want to try to deliver them. And we have so many testimonies of these people who say, I hated this lifestyle. And furthermore, Tom, we have the disease that it causes. Mm-hmm. We have the fact that homosexuals and lesbians, their life expectancy is cut by about 40-50%. All the facts are against it. So then why does it grow? Because it's a lust.
The Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season. Mm-hmm. After that, it turns to destruction. This is the fruit of something like that, and it's sad, Dave. And it's even sadder that you have people who are really misinformed, don't understand, but laying things out as though it were truth.
Because they want the homosexuals to read their newspaper. They want vote, politicians do. So that's more important than truth, and that's pretty much where we are in much of the world today. And that's sad. It does not bode well for the future.